Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, March 2nd, 2023. In Berlin, the question of which parties could govern the city in the next few years is gaining momentum. There are increasing indications from SPD circles that SPD leader Franziska Giffey would be willing to enter into a coalition with the CDU. This news broke on Tuesday evening in the middle of the ongoing exploratory talks between the CDU and the Greens in the city. Accordingly, CDU state leader Kai Wegner reacted with restraint late in the day, stating, quote, "Of course, we are now looking forward to the state executive meeting of the SPD. We'll evaluate this, and then we'll decide in our committees on Thursday." Unquote. There were about 8.5 hours of conversation between the Greens and Wegner's CDU, and the Greens had been caught cold by the news. Green top candidate Bettina Jarasch was disappointed, stating, quote, "We were surprised by this step of the SPD leadership. It also does not correspond to the course and results of our previous talks with our current coalition partners." Unquote. There has since been wild speculation about the reasons for Giffey's presumed decision. When asked what was decisive for her for the future governing, she had said on Friday after the conclusion of the exploratory talks with the CDU, quote, "The matter of good government cooperation is one that naturally also plays a role. We have always said, for us, the most important thing is to find the best way for the city. But it's also about how we as Social Democrats can continue to ensure that the Social Democratic voice is a strong voice in the city." Unquote. The trend toward the CDU could also have to do with the SPD's exploratory talks with the Greens and the Left to continue its coalition. Per the RBB, the SPD did not like the fact that the Greens were being demanding. Whether it would ultimately result in an alliance with the CDU and the SPD, however, is not decided. On the one hand, it's the SPD State Executive Committee that must decide on this question. On the other hand, in this case, the Greens could also offer themselves to the CDU as a coalition partner. And the union wants to decide, at the end of the week, whom it would favor for coalition negotiations, if necessary. The Greens, at any rate, are putting a lot of added weight on the expected decision. Jarasch made an effort on Tuesday evening to clearly emphasize the good cooperation in the exploratory talks with the CDU, stating, quote, "We have once again experienced the CDU as a reliable and trustworthy discussion partner. We discussed issues thoroughly and found many solutions for the good of the city, even on points of disagreement that had previously remained unresolved. We were actually able to solve the really big problems." Unquote. CDU leader Wegner has been cultivating contacts with top Green Party personnel for years. However, relations did suffer during the election campaign. Nevertheless, even after Election Day, Wegner was said to prefer forming a coalition with the Greens more than with the SPD, if he could. His conclusion on Tuesday evening, however, sounded somewhat more restrained, even though he also spoke of, quote, "very, very good and solution-oriented exploratory talks," unquote. He also said, quote, "It won't surprise you, it didn't surprise us, that there are, of course, different views in certain areas on certain issues. But we have tried again and again to look for solutions and to wrestle with them, and we've also managed to achieve sizable pieces of that today," unquote. Whether it can be concluded from this that Wegner has really oriented himself more in the direction of the SPD during the course of the exploratory talks, or he is now just intent on playing his cards close to his vest, remains open for the time being. One thing is certain, however. Contrary to expectations, the winner of the February 12th election is likely to be in the comfortable position of being able to freely choose their coalition partner. a coalition of CDU and SPD under different leadership has already existed several times in Berlin, twice since reunification. Most recently, the SPD led a red-black coalition from 2011 to 2016 with mayors Klaus Wowereit and Michael Müller, and the CDU last provided a mayor in this two-party alliance from 1991 to 2001 with Eberhard Diebken. As announced by the regional headquarters of the Federal Employment Agency yesterday, the unemployment numbers in Berlin fell slightly in February. In Berlin, 182,447 people were unemployed in February. That is 1,072 fewer than in January and 154 fewer than in January of 2022. The unemployment rate now stands at 9%, which is 0.1 percentage points less than last month. And in February of 2022, the unemployment rate in Berlin was also 9%. The agency also reported that more young people in Berlin are seeking training than there are places available. In February, 13,111 young people in Berlin did not yet have a training place. However, there were only 11,347 in-company training positions available. Youth unemployment in the region rose slightly in February, however. The number of unemployed Berliners aged 15 to under 25 rose by 349, or 2.5%. The Berlin police announced yesterday that, together with employees of the Customs and Tax Office, about 30 officers inspected six bars and pubs in Moabit on Tuesday evening. According to media reports, the inspections focused on shisha bars, and it was also reported that officials found undeclared tobacco in a parked car on Turmstrasse. Per a police spokeswoman, the checks were standard inspections, and several violations were found, including violations of the Data Protection Act, the Youth Protection Act, the Smokers Protection Act, faulty cash management, and violations of the Trade Regulation Act. The Berlin Bäderbetriebe intend to start renovating three swimming pools this year. In addition to the Wellenbad at Spreewaldplatz in Kreuzberg, which is to be renovated starting in May, investments will also be made in the Stadtbad Schöneberg and the Zingsterstrasse swimming pool in Hohenschönhausen. According to CEO Johannes Kleinsorg, a total of 152 million euros will be available for projects already underway and the three planned projects. And he added, quote, "This is an enormous sum, which enables us to invest so comprehensively in the pools as was not possible before," unquote. The 42 million euro renovation of the Wellenbad is the largest single investment in the company's history. And in addition to the basic renovation, the redesign of the sauna area is planned, the roof is to be newly insulated, and a solar power system is to be installed. A height-adjustable floor in the plunge pool is also planned so that it can be used for classes. Work is scheduled to begin in early summer at the Stadtbad Schöneberg. There, the windows are to be replaced and the ventilation systems renewed, and the pools will receive new tiles. And starting in the autumn, the pools at the Zingsterstrasse swimming pool are to be lined with stainless steel and the recreation areas refurbished. The roof of the Siebenstrasse swimming pool is currently being replaced while the facility remains in operation, and major repairs are also planned at Stadtbad Wilmersdorf and Combibad Mariendorf. The Sommerbad of the Combibad Spandau Süd is also in need of renovation, and further partial or complete renovations are planned for the coming years, including at the Stadtbad Mitte, the Sommerbad am Insulaner, and the Combibad Mariendorf. And new buildings are also being planned, for example, in the Multifunctionsbad Pankow. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.